This brief Sudanese conquest of Egypt is now very much a forgotten history. The official narrative of Egypt underplayed the Kushite disruption, blandly calling the reign of the Kushite kings the 25th dynasty, thus quietly incorporating them into an unbroken story of an eternal Egypt. But Kush's historical role is now being energetically reassessed, and Sudanese history, in some measure, rewritten. In the British Museum, we have a curator who has been central to this work of recovery and re-evaluation. Derek Wellesby, a leading expert on the archaeology of the Sudan, has been digging along the Nile for many years. He's done a lot of work at Kawa, north of Khartoum, where this sphinx came from. It was made to go into a temple there that had been restored by Taharqa. Derek's description of the working conditions at his excavation give an idea of what this land would have been like for the Kushites.
Often it's incredibly hot on site. Even in the middle of winter it can be very hot, but sometimes early in the morning it's incredibly cold as well. It's like 4 or 5 degrees and then you've got a very strong wind. But by 11 o'clock it can be 35, 40 degrees, so it changes very dramatically. The temple that Taharqa built at Kawa is purely Egyptian in design. It was actually built by Egyptian workmen and architects sent by Taharqa from his capital at Memphis in Lower Egypt. But it was built in the heart of Kush. But the Egyptian influences are just a veneer over Kushite culture. The indigenous African culture continued right the way through the Kushite period.